I'm Madeline Brand. This is Day to Day, and here's Alex Chadwick.
This weekend, the NBA takes its annual mid-season break for the All-Star Game. The league's best players will be here in Los Angeles for the game and an assortment of other skill events, including the ever-popular Slam Dunk Contest. For a preview, we turn to Sal Masekela. He's the host of ESPN's X Games. Sal, how are you? How you been?
I'm fantastic, man. It's very nice to be back with you folks here at the
good.
NPR.
We're glad to have you back. You know, I once thought that the All-Star Game would be all they need to do would be invite the Lakers to show up, but that's not exactly how the season has developed.
No, it's definitely not the way it's developed. You know, when they made the moves that they did last year to get Gary Payton and Karl Malone, everyone said, okay, just wrap it up. You know, let's just give them the trophy
right now. Send it to them, yeah.
Send it to them right now. It's a wrap. But they actually find themselves in the same place as they were last year without a power forward. Karl Malone has missed 15 games now with the knee strain. And right now, as it stands, you can't just hand that trophy to them, especially in the very tough West.
Okay, so it's not just the Lakers showing up. You know, there's someone else who's not going to be showing up for this game. The rookie LeBron James.
King James.
King James, this gazillion-dollar kid who's playing his rookie season for Cleveland. How could he miss? Because people say he's having a great season.
You know, he is having a very good season, and especially with the amount of pressure that it must be to be 18 years old and be, or 19 years old and be the King James is going to have $200 million after his second season. It's been impressive, but, you know, there's a lot of veterans out there that really deserve the nod on top of him. And really, I think what they look at is the effect on the team. Right now, if the playoffs started tomorrow, Cleveland would find themselves in the 10 spot, and only eight teams get to go in the East. You look like at a player like Michael Redd that plays for the Bucks, and the Bucks weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs. They find themselves now in the 5 spot. He's one of the league leaders in three-point percentage. But you know what? The kid's going to be around for maybe 14 years, and he will be an all-star into infinity. It's good for him to come up slowly.
Okay, good. You know, it's not just the game itself. It is some of this other stuff that goes along with it, including especially the slam dunk contest is always great highlight films on all the TV sports casts. Who's going to win, and what should we be looking for, that kind of stuff?
You know, the amount of creativity that goes into the dunk contest now is incredible. Last year, Jason Richardson became the two-time winner with a through-the-legs-in-the-air reverse left-handed dunk backwards. I was there in Atlanta, and it was all slack jaws. So he's coming in, going for an unprecedented three in a row. No one's ever won three in a row. Vince Carter is not, you know, competing this year, and so everyone says, well, it's not a dunk contest unless Vince Carter shows up. But there are rumors that his kingness, King James, might make a late decision to actually compete.
You've been watching games this season. Who is the basketball all-star for you based upon not, you know, how spectacular or glitzy, but who's playing the best basketball?
For me, it is the Minnesota Timberwolves' Kevin Garnett. He is the most intense on both sides of the floor player in the league. This guy, for the entire 48 minutes, he just never takes a break. And his team right now, I think they're the best team in basketball.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games. The NBA All-Star Game is this Sunday on TNT. Sal, thanks for coming.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This is Day to Day.